B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
Rocky's Media Group Station. Home of the Maney, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
It's 95.1.
I just got back from overseas again, and I listened to you guys every day while I was out. So thank you guys for getting me through
giving
me to America.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Thanks for your service. Yeah. I just got the chills because that's incredible.
Do you know how I know I'm the big thing at my high school?
Is it in your Wikipedia page?
No, I don't think it's on my Wikipedia page.
What high school
page.
Did you go to?
Salem High School.
They don't even have, like, you know how they tell you, like, famous people from your... They don't have
nothing.
That
much. Oh, my gosh, I'm on mine.
You added it.
I didn't add
you
it.
You added that.
I didn't even know.
You can be my new thing.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Maney, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to your September 15th, 2020. Today is Tuesday. For those of you that don't know the day, Loren.
Yes.
You don't know the day because you still think it's Monday and a half.
Yeah, I don't know what day it is. I'm so sleep deprived.
Poor thing. were you up with the baby last night?
It was just a long day yesterday in general. Like, my son started with a new speech therapist in the afternoon, so now he's doing double the time, and... It was just, we got out of here a little bit late yesterday, so I have to go right to baby duty.
That
I don't get
true.
That couple hours in my office. And then this morning, I go to get in my car, and my husband's car is blocking me in. I'm like, I can't play car Tetris at 5 o'clock in the morning. Like, I haven't slept all night because I got to get up at midnight to pump and then 3:30 to feed the baby and then get myself ready for work. So I'm already tired because I didn't go to bed until late. And I'm like, I took his car not realizing that he's supposed to go to Virginia today to see his sick mother.
Oh.
And now... He's going to have to come here to switch me car. Like, my whole life is a whole thing today.
Why would he park behind you knowing that you leave first? Did he forget? Maybe he thought you were staying and working from home.
Hey, maybe he's on that, hey, she's always been home thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you have a driveway that's as long as a road.
parking spots and a bus shuttle service.
Yeah, I don't know why he parked right behind me.
Let me text Dallas that excuse. Hey, bud. Your old pal Maney.
Yeah,
you didn't
tell her you thought Loren was staying home.
You know how we talked yesterday about playing the fight out in your head?
Uh-huh.
I did it the whole way here this morning.
That's when you play both sides of the argument. You play your side and your partner's side in your head, and you argue back and forth.
How about this move? I did the exact same thing yesterday, but not for an argument with, like, Sterling, my fiance, but with a police officer.
Oh, really?
I parked in 30-minute parking, and I cut my tail end of my trunk was out of the 30-minute zone. It was in the no parking zone. And I'm walking back to my car, and I see a cop car right behind my car. And I'm like, okay, I'm ready to debate this. Because this is 30-minute parking, and I'm not getting a ticket today.
Right.
And I get up, and she was talking to the guy on drugs on the corner that was screaming at everybody. But I thought for sure she was there for me.
Right. And you played it out in your head how you were going to handle the argument.
I was going to say, hey, listen, the majority of my vehicle's in the loading zone.
That's funny. When you play the argument out in your head, sometimes you lose. Like, sometimes you're playing your partner... You know, in your head, and your partner comes up with better statements and facts than you do, and you lose, and you're like, okay, I'm not going to bring that up because that's where she's going to go.
Yeah.
We had an argument, and it was about the car seat, Loren, and my daughter Ruby is much longer and just bigger than Dean was at this age.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, she squished, turned around in her car seat, and God, do I want to turn her around because now it's getting harder for me to just put her in the car seat backwards because I have to, like, twist her, lift her, place her. And it's like you contort your body to put the baby in. Well, we have a friend, Katie, that works at BritTax. And she's like, no, you don't turn the baby around. Like, the safest thing for the baby until they're like four.
Two.
Four.
Oh, it's four now? It used to be two.
Study after study shows that head-on collisions, the babies are safest because their necks won't go this way.
Okay, do you know how tall my... not even 4-year-old son is yet. If I had him backwards, his legs would be up in that headrest.
I know. And then Amanda made me watch some YouTube video. I know this isn't good. You don't care about this, but just pretend Callie's your child.
I just don't know. Not that I don't care.
There is this Instagram mom that was showing that she still puts her five-year-old backwards, and Amanda used that as ammo against me. And yeah, Lauren, the little girl basically is scissored. Her legs are like scissored over and hanging over the back seat.
Oh, no.
And that's safer?
Yes.
I don't know about that.
No kidding. That's why. By the way, the baby's staying backwards in case anyone's wondering how that argument worked out.
How it ended.
Yeah. Yeah, she'll be staying backwards.
Of course she is, man.
All right, we got a lot to do today. War of the Roses at 7:50. Roy got busted by Sterling. That's always fun.
There's evidently a rule I didn't know about.
I love it. I love hearing stories about Roy. I got to tell you, my friends simply want too much from me. But up next, we didn't even know this. I mean, I don't even remember. Like, I know, Lorraine, you didn't talk about it in your dirty, and you can't cover everything. But I don't even see anything on social media or commercials leading up to this. But, like, I would say an A-list female celebrity has a talk show that debuted yesterday.
Yeah.
And we'll play some clips of it because she wanted to be Oprah really, really bad.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show.
Yeah, it's premiere season on TV. Like, Rachel Ray premiered yesterday and did a walkthrough of her house after the house fire.
What? Well, the burnt?
No, after the house fire, she did a walkthrough.
Yes, the house that burned down.
She walked through that?
I told you that. I sent you a text.
I know. I guess I didn't realize that she took a camera crew through the burnt house.
Yeah. Yeah, she showed you, like, what was left and stuff.
Oh, my God.
But that's where they were filming the show for a while,
right,
too. Yeah.
Right. And then, apparently, Lorraine just tells me that Carol Baskin's the Dancing with the Stars premiered last night.
Mm-hmm.
I missed that.
By the way, I knew about the A-list celebrity and the Dancing with the Stars. I don't know how I'm more up on pop culture than you two.
Well, share it with us.
I knew Dancing with the Stars, but I didn't know about the A-list celebrity.
I guess it just all crept up on me. Anyway, there was a commercial that aired attacking Carol Baskin last night during Dancing with the Stars.
That the family bought.
All right, we'll have that and the A-list celebrity talk show, blah, blah, blah. We'll see you guys in just about 7 minutes.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Lauren. Kiss 95.1.
So, yesterday, an A-list celebrity started her talk show. And we're not talking about Kelly Clarkson, whose talk show is back. We're talking about Drew Barrymore.
Yeah, this had, like, zero press. Zero.
Although Roy says he does know, he knew about it.
I heard about it, yep.
I didn't see any premieres or anything like on my YouTube commercials or anything like that. But Drew Barrymore, as she pulled out her inner Oprah in her first episode ever.
Wow! What an amazing day. I never wanted it to end. I got to be with some of my best friends, Cameron and Lucy. We got to rock a family's backyard and surprise them with a complete makeover. Mm. And we got to give away a car.
Are you kidding me?
Hyundai! Oh. Hyundai Sonata! Thank you, Hyundai!
I want you to win.
Oh. Can I just say,
you hated just as much as I do.
I hated every second of it. Like, you playing that on, I like Drew Barrymore, but she is way too over-the-top enthusiast. Like, that was annoying.
Yeah. And it didn't seem like her.
Right.
Like, Drew's a little more low-key. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But last night also was the premiere of Dancing with the Stars.
Yes, it was.
And that snuck up on me.
Yeah.
What did I watch last night? Airplane Disasters on Smithsonian Channel.
I think I only knew about Dancing with the Stars because of Twitter.
Right. Everybody wanted to see Carol Baskin's dance.
Everybody's talking about
Carol. But what happened, Lorraine? They bought a commercial.
The family of her missing husband, they bought airtime for a commercial. And they're offering like $100,000 reward now for any information about the disappearance of their dad. Obviously, Carol's on the show, so they figured that this was a good, you know, venue for it. They're unhappy that she's on the show and getting all this publicity, obviously.
I heard that the commercial even called Carol Baskins out.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have the audio. We'll play it. But I wonder, was it a national spot or did it just air down there in Florida on the local affiliate?
So I didn't see it. Like, I wasn't watching last night.
Maybe somebody knows.
The way that it made it sound, that it was national.
Wow, that's big money, man.
Because when I saw first on Twitter, it was like, did I just see what I thought I just saw? And I don't know why I would see people on my timeline saying that if it wasn't.
Right. Yeah. If anybody saw it, text us 704-570-9595. But here's a little bit of it.
I'm Gail, one of Don Lewis's daughters. We are a real family. And to us, he was daddy.
I'm Linda, one of Don Lewis's daughters, and we miss our dad.
I'm Donna. I'm Don Lewis's oldest daughter. We need to know what happened to our father.
Don Lewis mysteriously disappeared in 1997. His family deserves answers. They deserve justice. Do you know who did this or if Carol Baskin was involved?
$100,000 reward has been funded.
And that guy was the attorney.
Yeah, I was going to say that was the attorney. But
okay.
Question, like, you're funding $100,000 for a reward. Could you not have had, like, an actual microphone?
Yeah.
Everybody was mic'd up, but the lawyer wanted to be in last minute. He's probably like, I'm paying for the commercial. I'm going to get in it, and I'll just use my phone microphone to get us audio.
Yeah.
It sounded so rough. Oh, man.
People aren't texting in about the commercial, so either they're
still sleeping if they were watching Dancing with the Stars last night.
Or they missed it, yeah.
Oh, I love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day. Oh, my God.
I'm a huge fan of your show. I've been listening to it for a long time.
Say I love you guys in Spanish for us.
Lo quiero mucho, muchachos. Yay!
Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Manny is in demand, in so much demand, his friends are coming to me to get to him.
What? Roy is your scheduler, your booker now?
No, Roy is really good with podcasts, and I have two.
I'm the podcast captain of Beasley Media Group, to be clear.
I'm going to get you a little badge, buddy.
Thank you.
You are the podcast captain, and I apologize when I bring up the podcast captain. I need to play the proper music.
Thank you. I am here to produce a podcast.
I am Captain Podcast. Batman and Superman cannot get their message out if it wasn't for me and my production skills. But that's true. Roy knows how to produce a podcast. A lot of my friends in New Jersey think that they have things that people want to hear. And like two of my friends in particular are big sports guys and they want to do a sports podcast. And they came to me, and I'm like, I don't have the time in the afternoon nor the ability. Roy is really good at this, so why don't you hire Roy? And they're paying Roy to produce the podcast.
Okay.
One of the guys that does the podcast in this twosome already wants out from the other partner. I mean, it's drama right off the bat, and they've done what? How many podcasts?
We're about 7 episodes in.
Is it because they don't like working with each other? Or
now that I don't know. I'm being a producer and I go in and I produce a show. That's all I do. I don't know the back of the scenes, but I know there's been talks.
Can you feel the drama when you're recording?
No, they're good as performers.
And I think they like each other. I just think the one person wants a podcast to go, this particular sports podcast to go in a one direction. And the other person wants the podcast to go into another direction. One of them wants it to be very northern New Jersey, New York-y, talk about New York, New Jersey sports. And the other one wants to open it up to not just sports, but to open it up to lifestyle and entertainment and make it more of a national platform. Mm-hmm. And that guy, my buddy Mike, wants me to do a podcast with him.
So when you say that, are you thinking more TMZ or more TMZ sports?
No, it would be like I spent the weekend watching football. The Jets lost. The Panthers lost. That sucks. But hey, I went out and played with my son.
Oh.
You know, like, what did you do? And then, like, some parenting hacks. Like, I think that's the vision he has. Well, that's not even all of it. I mean, that's one third of what else is going on in my life. Another friend of his, Mike, wants me to be on a podcast. And now they're legit battling over because I'm like, I talk in the morning. I love doing this show. Then we do the Rap Party podcast. And, like, I don't really want to spend the rest of my afternoon recording shows.
I love that Manny has three friends that want to do a podcast with him, and I had to pull teeth to get any of my friends to want to do a podcast.
Really?
Yeah.
I see, and now I'm worried that I'm going to be stuck producing all y'all's podcasts. And I want to host one. I want to be on a podcast.
Tell Mike, do the podcast with him, because this other guy, Dave, quite honestly, is paying me. And he and Mike are good friends. So Mike's like, do you want to do this? And I said, I think I gotta beat the other guy's bid.
He's paying you money.
And he's like, I will. Well, thirdly, this is no joke. And this is like, we can't get into the whole thing now, but we talked about how like things are put out in the universe, right? If you think about a friend who you haven't spoken with in a long time, a couple minutes later, you get a text from that person because it's out in the universe.
Mm-hmm.
Roy mentioned how the Beasleys, the company we work for, B-Pod Studios, is big on podcasts and they're looking for podcasts. They always are. And we had a conversation about it. Then a third friend out of the blue from college texts me and goes, Manny, I would love to do an 80s TV show / movie podcast with you. And that really is the one I want to do, which is hilarious. You know, but he's not paying. That would be the most fun for me. So anyway, I have meetings today with Dave and Mike both to discuss how to record a podcast. And I'm like, they're so similar.
Yeah.
Loren, you handle it.
Just get them all together and let them bid over you.
Yeah, man. Look, you're a hot item.
Some hot item.
Yeah.
I'm going to be dead at 2 in the afternoon, though. They're not going to get the 6 a.m. Manny.
You know, we used to joke. Well, I openly tell people when I'm producing their podcast, like, hey, listen, I'm not good at this hour. But you know how we used to joke and say you can hire the MRL show for your birthday party? You can now hire us for your podcast.
Yeah. There you go. We'd love to do your podcast for you.
Listen to the MRL Morning Show on demand whenever and wherever with our podcast. Use our Kiss 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.
So weddings can always be a little stressful, but I can only imagine the stress of the bride when she finds out her wedding dress is lost.
In the mail?
The mail.
Yeah.
Yep. So there were two brides, actually, that this happened to, and one of them had tweeted about it. So an employee of FedEx saw on social media that the bride was freaking out because her dress was missing. Now, she lived in Nebraska. The dress was somewhere lost in New York. And this employee was able to use FedEx's shipping technology to track the package and figure out exactly where it was at that time. Well, it happened to be stuck on a truck with 1,500 other packages.
Oof, one of those big trucks.
Yeah. So he pulled some strings, got a hold of the package, and made sure that the bride had her dress on time.
You know who that employee was?
An angel?
Yeah, Tom Hanks. In Castaway before the plane crashed. He delivered that package to that lady off the island, remember?
Yeah.
I mean, good for her, because I've had packages lost and I've called their support line and I'm like, I can tell you which warehouse it is. It's somewhere inside.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go search for it. Let me in.
I don't know if you guys remember this, but I bought Dallas like this big bourbon flag. It's a flag, a United States flag, but it's made from like bourbon barrels.
Okay.
And they lost it. FedEx lost it. And I could see the same thing. I knew exactly what warehouse it was. And when FedEx wouldn't help me, I called the warehouse. Because it was in South Carolina. I was like, I'll drive down there.
Did you get it?
I surely did.
Good for you, Lauren.
It was broken, but I got it.
Welcome to the
Manny
Roy and Lauren Morning Show.
Got to get up.
Hey, Kiss
95.1.
Who
is
this? Hey.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
I done messed up.
What'd you do?
So, I already told you the story last week about how evidently I grabbed too many Oreos from the cabinet.
Mm-hmm. The Oreo thing is still popping its ugly.
Yeah, Oreo thing came back. Yeah, it came back. You know, I thought getting 4 was a normal amount, and I found out 4 is a bit excessive. And also, and
I disagree, by the way, but
in full transparency, sometimes 4 turn to 5. I don't know. You know, you grab a few, you eat a couple at the when you're at the pantry, and then you move to the couch.
Eat one in the bag, eat one while you're grabbing your 3. So that's 4. Plus you eat an additional one on the way. So you have to grab your 3 for the couch. That's 5 that you can eat.
Yeah. I'm so type A. I always go off the serving size. Like that's how many I grab. So if the serving size is 3, that's how many Oreos I'm taking.
Not when it comes to Oreos. You just know it's a bad decision. Well, so we don't ever have Oreos in the house, but we had a pack in there and I ate all of them in like a week. I demolished him. And so Sterling went to go look for him, and I hear him rush, like rustling through the pantry trying to find him, which is unlike him. Like, he's just pushing, like, the chips are moving around. And then all of a sudden he goes, "You ate all of them?" I was like, "Yeah, well, it's been a week."
I love it. So he can't see Sterling. He just hears him. And Roy, just like a dog, his ears perk up. He's like, "Rut-row."
Uh-huh. He's wrestling for something.
Did you know you were going to get in trouble over this?
No clue. I ate the last Oreo, smiled, and threw it in the trash. I had no clue that my fiance was going to be upset that I demolished the bag of Oreos. But he was so upset. We sat down and had a whole conversation about how whenever you eat the last thing, you should let people know, see if they want something. And I'm like, when has this rule ever happened? It's only a rule because you like Oreos.
I also feel like that's just a rule if you have a roommate.
Right.
Like, not if you are living with a significant other. Like, well, what's ours is ours.
So, Roy, you're supposed to yell, "Last Oreo," like last call at a bar. Anybody want it?
Because then that way, if he goes in the mood for an Oreo, he doesn't walk all the way to the across the house, go through the pantry, and then can't find it.
And then he's disappointed.
At least he'll know, okay, Roy ate all the Oreos. I didn't know there was a weird house rule on notification of last eaten. And then we got to a whole calorie breakdown about how many calories I ingested with the whole bag of Oreos. Because I was like, well, we had like three a day. And of course, I'm, you know, engaged to Mr. Finance USA here. He's like, "Do you know how many Oreos are in the bag?" Nope. And he's like, "Well, let me tell you how many." He's like, "It's impossible for you to have eaten a three a day. You ate six a day." And I'm like, three a day, like three at a time, multiple times. Okay.
704 texted and said, "I'm not even going to lie. I ate six Oreos last night. And now I feel ashamed."
Don't. They're delicious.
704 says four Oreos is like a teaser. That pack doesn't make it 4 days in my house.
I know. We went. I ate all of them. Like he told me he only had three Oreos, which means I had how many? So many Oreos.
803 texts in and says our house rule is if you leave just a little bit of milk or butter behind, you've got to finish it. Don't just leave a little bit.
I agree with that. Like, nothing irritates me more than going to put milk in like my coffee or my cereal and there's like three drops left.
Okay, so
like,
that's your liquid rule.
Three drops away.
Yeah, but like what? Like, but I see.
Even okay,
if I don't need all the butter or all the milk for what I'm doing, what am I going to do? Just chug it?
Yeah,
or you dump it down the drain?
No, just chug it. I don't know, but it's like putting. And I love Dallas, but Dallas's mom does this all the time. Instead, like she'll pull shrimp out from the night before, and she'll eat a couple, and then she'll leave like one or two in the thing. I'm like, really? You're going to leave two shrimp in there? Just finish it.
So in your house, you encourage the finishing. In my house, I have the rule where you have to do a notification. Like, what's your weird house rule? That's what we wanted to hear from you at 704-570-9595.
Unfortunately, nobody really wants to talk about anything except the Oreos. 803 says, start yelling Uno when you finish the last of something.
Oh, man.
870 says, when new Oreos release, I call the stores to find the new flavors, but then my husband eats them all and we have the same fight.
See, I'm not the only one who demolished Oreos.
I mean, at this point, do we just have to break them down into two separate Ziploc baggies? And this one is Roy's and this one is Sterling's?
Well, but see, and then this was my argument to him, too, was that there is a freshness window on an Oreo.
That's what 704 says. If you don't get the cookies fast, they go bad. What is the freshness window?
I don't know. I know that I ate them within a week and they were great. I don't know that.
Somebody says that you chug whatever's left. We go through a gallon and a half of milk a day at my house.
Oh, my gosh. That's a lot. Well, you must have a lot of kids.
I like that question, though, that Roy threw out there. I think that's important. Everybody is either living with a roommate for the most part or a partner, and we want to know what your rule is. Like, what's your rule of the house? Like, Amanda's would be, don't leave your shoes by the back door. I tell you that over and over again. Like, that's our rule.
Mm-hmm.
Roy's new rule is what? Let's practice.
Don't eat all the last call for Oreos.
Or probably anything else, bud.
Probably. But see, I don't know. He's He needs to have clearer rules because I think I could eat a whole bag of chips and he wouldn't say anything about it.
Lorenz, Sterling means last call on anything, right?
It's not
just the Bud, it's not just the Oreos. Like, if you eat the last of the chocolate chip cookies, it's no different.
Well, see, this is good because I would just take that this rule is only for Oreos and I would go break. I would then go screw it up again.
Next week. Where's the Lay's? You didn't tell me you ate the last of the Lay's chips.
Come back to the meeting table, Lori. We're going to go through a full list of what you have to yell it's the last one of.
You said Oreos.
704-570-9595. What's your house rules?
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Such a beautiful song. Oh, man.
Except people get mad that Charlie, like country purists get mad that Charlie Puth is on it with Gabby.
I know.
Gabby Barrett.
It is a good song, though. I hope. It's Kiss 95.1, the Mania War on the Rim morning show. I ate all the Oreos in the house, and my fiance was not happy that I didn't do last call on the Oreo. Like, you should be a notification that, hey, there's no more Oreos left. And so now we have a new house rule.
So you're not alone, Roy. A lot of people have house rules. We have so many to share. People are on the phone. People are texting.
Let's go to Amanda in Statesville. Welcome to the Mania War on the Rim Morning Show. What's your house rule?
Not leaving anything empty. Put it on the list. It's out.
So that's kind of like Roy's.
Yeah.
Well, Amanda, she texted us, and she said it's her liquids rule. So my question is if there's a little bit of milk left, and I don't need it, and I don't want it, do I then just dump it down the drain, or do I put it back in the fridge?
And how much is acceptable to put back in the fridge?
Well, I have a kid, so it's like, if it's a little bit, just go ahead and drink it myself, or throw it out and put it on the list. I mean, I've got to have certain things at my house, you know, because he's always wanting something.
Okay.
Just like this morning, I mean, it's not a liquid, but he's out of muffins. Little mini bag muffins, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Little bites.
Nobody put it on the list. I didn't get it at the store.
Yeah. I like thanks, your list mentality.
We tell Alexa. It's the greatest thing.
Yeah.
And now the Alexa app on your phone will prioritize your groceries without you even telling it to put it in, like, all the dairy together, all the fruit together.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes. Makes shopping a cinch.
Let's talk with Misty in Gastonia. Welcome to the Mania Roy and Lorraine Morning Show. Now, you have a rule that Meanie loves, but I hate. Tell us that rule.
Our rule is when you wash your hands, don't dry your hands with the paper towel. Use the hand towels that are hanging in the kitchen.
Do I hear amen?
No. You don't.
I mean, I have 3 children and a husband, so I even buy, like, the special towels for every season, the ones for every holiday, so that they're nice and decorative, that hopefully would be a reminder that we're going to use these instead. I mean, we go through so many paper towels, and it's just a big waste,
well,
in my opinion.
To address the seasonal towels, the kitchen towels, those were the forbidden towels that you weren't allowed to touch. They were decorative. You know, I was never allowed
growing up,
I was never allowed to touch those. And my sister still does the decorative towels.
Yeah.
But my thing is I use the towels when I'm cooking to wipe things. They get greasy. They get messy. And then that's what they're for. And then paper towels are for drying your hands after you wash your hands at my house.
We tried the 2-color thing in our kitchen, and that still didn't work.
What's the 2-color thing?
So, like, Dallas will wipe down. He'll clean, and he'll wipe the island with the hand towel, mm-hmm, to clean it. Well, we had red ones, and we had white ones, so we told Dallas that he could only use the red ones because then there's chemicals on that, and if, mm-hmm, you wash your hands, then you touch your face or whatever.
Okay.
We can't use those. That didn't even work.
Well, Misty, I'm so in agreement with you that I went to Lowe's this past weekend and bought a little rack to put underneath my sink to hang the towels.
Oh, my gosh.
Yay.
And that's where the hand towels are. And you know what? We are going to save on paper towels in the house, and so are you, Misty. Good for you.
Yes. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks,
you
Misty.
Too. You too. Have a great day.
That's if you can get everyone on board, by the way.
That's right. By the way, Misty played Campy Loren last week.
Mm.
Yep. And she says she's going to call back and take you down. We do got to get to Campy Loren. Free cheer one for a year coming up in 5.
Ring it.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Loren, sponsored by Cheer One Soft Drink on Kiss 95.1.
Lacey and Charlotte. That name sounds familiar. Have you played before, Lacey?
I have.
Have you ever?
How'd you do?
I beat you once, you beat me once, and then now we just keep tying.
Oh.
So we're still on a tiebreaker.
All right, let's see.
Today's going to be a good day.
Throw her out, Lacey.
Get out of the studio, Lauren.
I'm going.
All right, Lauren is masking up. She's leaving the studio. And now only we can hear the question.
Got to play fast, so here we go. Chadwick Boseman was officially laid to rest about 11 miles from his hometown in Anderson, South Carolina. What iconic Marvel movie character did he play?
Black Panther.
Colton Underwood has been hit with a restraining order by his ex. Those two met on what ABC reality dating show?
The Bachelor.
There is no more bad blood between T-Swift and Orlando Bloom's baby mama. Taylor sent her a beautiful pink embroidered blanket as a gift for her new daughter. Who is that? Who is the person we're talking about?
Katy Perry.
Lady Gaga may soon be a Marvel superhero. This wouldn't be her first time on the big screen. She starred in what blockbuster hit alongside Bradley Cooper?
A Star is Born.
Ken Jennings is joining this show hosted by Alex Trebek as a consulting producer. That show is...
Jeopardy.
She took care of business. Come on in, Ren.
Wow. That was quick. We blew through that, Loren. You got them all correct, which means we don't tell you if you get it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
Chadwick Boseman was officially laid to rest about 11 miles from his hometown in Anderson, South Carolina. What iconic Marvel movie character did he play?
That would be Black Panther.
Colton Underwood has been hit with a restraining order by his ex. Those two met on what ABC reality dating show?
The Bachelor.
There's no more bad blood between T-Swift and Orlando Bloom's baby mama. Taylor sent her a beautiful pink embroidered blanket as a gift for her daughter. Who is that?
Katy Perry.
Question four. Lady Gaga may soon be a Marvel superhero. This wouldn't be her first time on the big screen. She starred in what blockbuster hit alongside Bradley Cooper?
A Star is Born.
Ken Jennings is joining this show hosted by Alex Trebek as a consulting producer. That show is?
Jeopardy.
Wow. Man, it's like we just witnessed the two brilliant minds go at it just now. All right, yeah, it's a tie. 5-5, 27 wins, Lauren.
Oh, Lacey, great job.
Thanks, you too.
All right, let's hear it.
I can't beat Lauren, but I can tie her.
Thanks for playing, Lacey.
All right, we'll be right back with a hot War of the Roses. Wait to hear the secrets that are revealed when she faces a cheater live on the radio.
Roy and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Bella, you sent us a Facebook message, and you said that your boyfriend, Kevin, has a secret Tinder account, and that sounds pretty open and shut to me. What's going on?
How's it going, guys?
Good. How long have you been together?
We've been dating for about 3 months now.
Okay.
So is he officially your boyfriend? Have you guys defined the relationship?
Actually talked about it?
Well, I've asked him several times. I've wanted to make sure, which is pretty much why I'm on the phone with you guys today. I've asked him, like, Kevin, are we exclusive? You know, and he's very quick to be like, you know, I'm only focusing on you right now. And, you know, that was my thing was, listen, I want to define a relationship before we get into anything physical. So, you know, the minute I said I won't do anything physical unless I know we're together, he obviously told me immediately, okay, we're together, you know, like, yes, I'm only seeing you.
Okay.
It was my friend who was like, well, why does he still have a Tinder then if you guys are exclusive?
When you say he still has a Tinder, like it's still on his phone and he still actively is on it, or his account just exists?
So according to him, he says it's old. Like my friend was the one who saw it. I didn't see him on his phone, so I can't say like, oh, I know that he's using it for sure. But his account is still active. He says it's old and he hasn't touched it.
So your friend saw him and told you about it. Your friend saw him on Tinder as available or whatever.
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, because I never deleted my Tinder account.
But are you still on?
No, I'm not on it.
So you have to deactivate it?
I never deactivated it. I just never opened it up again. I deleted the app. So, like, I wonder, do I show up in people's...
Yeah, are you still matching with people on
Tinder?
Yeah,
no, I don't ever match back because I'm not on it. I wonder, I don't know how it works, you know?
Well, apparently he's still on it.
Yeah.
Well, according to him, he hasn't touched it and that it's old. But in, like, I don't know how it works. I've never had Tinder, but, you know, he's still on it. I don't know. It's just very suspicious, all of it.
Okay, Bella, well, we'll call him and find out who he wants to send the romantic roses to. Don't say anything until we find out as much information as we can get out of him, okay? And then if it's over, it's over. At least you're not that invested, but at least you'll know.
Okay.
All right, Roy.
All right, I'm going to dial him up. Let's see what he says.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Kevin, please.
This is Tim.
Hi, Kevin. My name's Laura. I'm calling from Flowers for You, and I'm calling today to let you know that you have won a dozen free red roses in our Instagram tag contest. One of your friends tagged you in our post, and we randomly selected you to get these romantic roses to send to someone.
Oh, cool.
Do you have someone in mind that you'd like to send romantic roses to?
Yeah, I think so. I'd like to send them to Alyssa.
Okay, to Alyssa, and just for our market research, is this a girlfriend?
Yeah, she's, it's kind of hard to say, but she's one of my favorite in a stable of women.
Wow, okay. I also have a card here to go with these roses. What would you like to put on her card?
How about just, hey, Alyssa, enjoy these flowers. Can't wait to enjoy you tonight.
Okay.
Of course, you are going to go see someone tonight. You are so typical, Kevin. I knew it. I knew I was wasting my time with you. You are such a waste of time.
Kevin, that's one of the women from your stable. Mm-hmm. That's Bella. You're on the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Are you kidding me?
No, we're not.
You're on War of the Roses.
War of the Roses is where we catch cheaters.
Yeah, I know what it is. I can't believe this.
Okay.
I can't believe you. You specifically told me that you weren't seeing anybody, that we were having so much fun doing stuff you never do with anybody else. But now, of course, you're here sending flowers to a girl that you can't wait to see tonight. You said you had plans with your grandma tonight.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
Really? That's the way you don't know what to tell me, Kevin? Like, what is your pick of women? Like, did you throw a hay farther enough for anybody to come and fight? Like, are you serious?
I mean, look, it is what it is. Sorry, I don't know what to say.
Well, you should have been honest with her when she asked you if you were exclusive. You could say, no, you know what? I'm kind of dating around right now, Bella. But instead, you guys are sleeping together, aren't you, Kevin?
I'm not doing this on the radio. Yeah, I mean, I don't want to do this.
Did you put those weird, like, videos porn for her? Like, did you put those on
what
too?
The heck?
Oh, my God.
Did you ask her to do that too? Did you use the same exact ties you use on me on your bed? Oh, and the feathers. Were those exclusively for me, or should I go get, like, checked out because you're disgusting? Like,
the MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show, Kiss 95.1. Yesterday, we spoke to someone on the Rap Party, which is a podcast on the MRL On Demand podcast, and you can listen to it right now. But his name is Zach, and he is the most interesting guy from right here in the Charlotte area that I've ever spoken to, because his job is to drive the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile. And this, you know, it was one of those conversations when I heard that he was booked for the show. I was like, what is this going to be, a hot dog commercial the whole time? Like, what are we doing? And then he started talking, and he is the most interesting person. And the lifestyle of the Wienermobile driver is unbelievable.
It's all up on yesterday's Rap Party podcast, A Little More MRL, on the Kiss 95.1 app or wherever you listen to your podcasts. But the reason why we brought him on, and his name is Zach and Cheese, is because he is from Indian Land, and he proposed to his girlfriend in front of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, mm-hmm. and that kind of went viral.
Mm-hmm.
People were talking about it all across the country.
And now you can use the Wienermobile for your proposal.
Right. And by the way, the puns that Oscar Mayer uses are endless, Loren.
Like, inside the Wienermobile, it's not seatbelts. Do you remember what it is, Loren?
It's meat belt.
Yeah.
Like, the puns while we were talking to Zach just kept coming.
Right.
Like, not just from Zach. You two totally got on board with that.
Oh, I love the whole pun thing. Yeah. He was like, hey, catch you later.
I relish the time to talk to you again.
That was bun. Talk to you soon.
Buntastic.
But it got us thinking yesterday on the Rap Party. We want to bring you guys in on the conversation at 704-570-9595. Text us, call us. Obviously, Zach has an interesting job. People would find his job unique and interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, who else out there has a really unique or interesting job where maybe even the title of it, if you tell us, we're like, what's that?
Mm-hmm.
And you have to explain.
704-570-9595. 95.95.
We have someone on hold who's a vibrator tester.
What?
But she says it's not what you think it is.
Okay.
Wait to hear what that is after Dua Lipa, Manny, Roy, and Loren. Get on the horn.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show on Kiss 95.1. Do you have a unique job? Give us a phone call, 704-570-9595. We spoke with Zach yesterday, who not only proposed in front of the Oscar Mayer Wienermobile, but he's also a driver for them. Brand ambassador.
I mean, literally, if there's an occupation, someone works it. And yeah. Your title might be funny.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe just the job itself, when you describe it, people have so many follow-up questions. We'd love to hear you. But I told you before we played that song that we had a vibrator tester on the phone, but she says it's not what you think it is.
Okay, let's bring in Katie. Katie, welcome to the Manny Roy and Loren Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, Katie.
What do you do?
Yeah, it says here on our call-in sheet that you're a vibrator tester.
That's pretty much what I am. I mean, I'm a vibrating equipment tester.
So you are testing what exactly?
Really? That's what you're going
to
ask her?
I don't know what to call it. I guess the mechanical piece that goes inside of whatever does its thing. Vibrating.
Honestly, I always have to explain my job to everybody. So it's, factories that have large equipment that shake and vibrate. Mm-hmm. Well, it needs to be measured so they don't cause structure damage, and I test those machines.
Okay, but then when you go around and you tell your friends, they're like, oh, what do you do for a living? You're like, I'm a vibrator tester. They think it's not that.
Yeah.
So wait, what's your technical job? Like when you got it off of LinkedIn or you saw it wherever you saw it, what's your actual title?
Yeah, the actual title is vibrating equipment tester.
That sounds much better when you say it than when Mamie says it.
Oh, I like vibrating testers. Great. So you got to be smart too, Katie, because that sounds like a smart person job where like you have to measure.
Like an engineer, basically.
Yeah, kind of.
Yes, you have to know a lot of numbers and measurements and, yep, you got to keep everybody safe.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks for keeping everybody safe.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Of course. Yeah. Thanks for texting in. Vibrator tester. That's hilarious.
Well, you can keep the conversation going. You can send us DMs at the MRL show. Let us know about your unique job.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
We were talking about odd jobs. We got a couple text messages before you get to the nameless, Loren.
Okay.
Someone said that they're a rod buster.
I wonder what that does.
They install reinforcement steel rebar into concrete forms and buildings.
Oh.
What is it called? A rod buster?
Uh-huh.
Huh.
And I don't know. We talked to a vibration specialist. We were joking saying it was a vibrator specialist, but she checks the vibration of machines inside factories. And then there's another one that sounds dirty, but it's not. How about a chick sexer?
What's a chick sexer?
They texted in and said they determine the sex of chickens.
Oh, okay. I think you just made that name up.
No, I didn't. It's coming in on a text.
Can you not, flip a chicken upside down and look, or do you have to do a test?
I'm sure you can't see anything. They have feathers.
So, I guess you got to feel it. Oh, that's a weird job.
Follow up on it, Royce. Text her back. See if maybe you could be a...
No, I don't want to be that.
Chick sexer.
Right? No. Swore that off long ago. No.
I don't want to do anything with chicks and sexers. None of that.
You did have an interesting job, though. You were didn't you taste chocolate for a chocolate company?
Kind of. It was more of like marketing, but I made sure everything was on the up and up.
Yeah.
With the store and the production part.
Okay.
That was a small little job I had. I've had a lot of weird small jobs.
Maybe you would like this one. Somebody texted in just a second ago and said they're a manhole inspector. Would that be more your speed?
I prefer a manhole inspector than a chick sexer.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for coming. Tomorrow on the show.
I can't.
Stop texting us dirty things to say on the radio because we will say them, people.
And I can make that even dirtier.
Okay, moving right along.
saying that there's a new list out that says the top names of people's names that complain the most, and Karen was not number one.
It was not number one. It did make the list, but it's not number one. And this was done by YouSwitch, and they used TripAdvisor to poll, like, popular tourist destinations to find out who complained the most at hotels.
I love the research that goes on in the world.
Yeah. Okay, so do you want 10 to 1?
Sure.
Okay, so number 10 on the list is Rachel.
Complaining Rachel.
Number 9 is Anna.
Oh. Well, I wouldn't have expected that.
8 is Claudia.
Again. Yeah.
7, Emily.
Emily's complaining.
6 is Julie.
Yeah, I can see a Julie laying a complaint.
5 is Sarah.
Yeah.
And these are the most complaining names for women right now. We have a men's list coming up, too.
Good.
Number 4, Sue.
Okay. Yeah, Sue has something to say.
3 is Susan.
Susan definitely is not saying it, not just something to say, but is reporting it.
I feel like Susan is the backup to Karen.
Yeah.
Susan is going on Google reviews and laying into somebody.
Mm-hmm. Number 2 is Karen.
Of course.
And number 1 of the women who complain the most is Kim.
Oh, watch out for Kim. Mm-hmm.
Kim over Karen, huh?
Yeah, I guess so. Do we have to say Kim now?
Maybe.
I don't know. All right. Roy's middle name is Alan, and we said that was the male version of Karen, and I want to see if it's in the top 10 list of the most male complaining names.
One of your names is on this list.
It's definitely Roy. It could be humid, and I'm complaining immediately.
All right. 10, Daniel. 9, Jeff. 8, Peter. 7, Michael. 6, Steve.
Steve does sound like a complainer.
That's you, Manny.
Steven.
Complainer. Number 5, Andrew. Number 4, Mark.
Yeah.
Mark complains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Number 3, John. 2, David. And the number 1 complainy male name of all time is Paul.
Paul. Okay.
I don't know if I'm sorry, it's going to sound sexist coming from a guy, but I think the female list was funnier. And I think it's just because you guys complain more than we do.
Oh.
No way. Ask Nicole. Nicole, on this show, who is the least amount of complaining?
You are.
Thank you.
It's a ha-ha, funny for the segment, but let's be honest.
I am so serious. She is the least maintenance person on this show.
She hasn't been here for 7 months.
No, I've been here for 3.5 years.
Thank you, Nicole.
You disagree, right, Roy?
I recognize that I'm probably a problem.
You're top. Yeah. You're top, for sure.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Lorraine Show.
I can, like... The temperature would be off in here, and I'm like, oh, gosh, we're in the tropics. I don't know what we're doing. I can't breathe.
Oh, man. Hey.
I just want to say I love y'all's show. I listen to y'all every morning.
Well, honk your horn and flash your lights for the MRL show. We appreciate it.
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Lorraine.
That I've never been in because I'm not a girl who has to deal with a sister-in-law. But we got a DM from someone who said, here's something to talk about on your show. Ask if anyone else has an issue with their sister-in-law. And she says she feels like it's coming from the sister-in-law. She's done a lot of self-reflection and is like, I was super nice to her. I understand that she's probably going to be protective of her younger brother, but she hasn't been nice to me since we met. And they're planning on getting married this fall. She's like, is anyone else dealing with an issue where her sister-in-law just doesn't like you?
Oh, my gosh. I am very blessed that my future sister-in-law is very sweet to me. Very, very sweet.
Yeah, Amanda's sister lives in Memphis. And when she comes to visit, we have no issues. But again, she's coming from a female standpoint. Loren, I wonder if there's... if this is more popular, more common than we think.
I think it definitely is. Like, when I first started dating Dallas, Dallas's older sister was not very nice to me.
Really?
Yeah. And I get where she was coming from, and I knew it going in. First of all, she was from New York, worked in fashion, like, alpha female, and we had a lot in common, which I was hoping would have us hit it off. But I think the common denominator of Dallas had her very concerned because I was 9 years younger than Dallas. We were both still very young at that point. I was 21 when I met Dallas. Dallas was just 30. And we were hot and heavy pretty early on. So I could see we're looking from the outside into a relationship. If my younger brother brought home somebody 9 years younger, I'd be like, what's this girl want? Right? Like, I would be very leery.
You think maybe because of the age thing, she was protective?
Right.
It's just interesting because we always talk about, Roy, how the brother is protective of the sister in the relationships. You know what I mean?
I think the older sister is way more protective.
And until I saw this DM, like, I didn't even really think about that. And you're probably right. I think I remember you telling us that story that you just told.
And now his sister and I have no problems.
Right.
We actually get along pretty well. Except for when she moves my furniture around, but
not moves furniture, but moves your furniture around.
Right.
Yeah.
It actually rearranges the furniture in my home. but we get along pretty well now.
So maybe your advice is to, hey, ride it out. Things could get better. It just might be a rough start.
Yeah. Cause I think you'll just have to prove yourself to the sister.
Okay.
I can't get over the fact that somebody moves the furniture. That's so strange.
It just looks better over here.
Yeah, I'm like, so stop. I moved it back twice already.
let's talk with Anonymous in Charlotte. Welcome to the Mania Roy of the Ren Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. What would you like to say?
So my sister-in-law is more, I guess, a jealous type because, my family, my brother, sister, we're all so close. We always go on family vacations, travels, or anything together. And it's like she's jealous and she's always wanting my brother to be only with her and her family because every time we have a trip planned, either it's a vacation or Christmas dinner, Thanksgiving, birthdays, she's always unavailable those days. But, you know, every time she has, we have something planned, she always makes plans over it. Or even if she don't got nothing planned, she's like, oh, we got something that day. And we asked, what do you have? And she's like, oh, I don't remember right now.
But you haven't gotten along with her at any level, at any point, Anonymous?
See, the thing is that I know, you know, she's been, in the family for so long, but we've been, like, reading her. So it comes to a point where you don't even know what to say around her because she turns around and talks to other people and twists everything we say. So I'd rather not, we really don't even talk.
Yeah, that sucks. It sounds like she's got a major personal issue. Thanks, Anonymous. We're getting lots of text messages from people who are dealing with the same issue where the sister-in-law just isn't nice or is very protective of the brother in the relationship.
Yeah. I mean, fortunately, it worked out well for me. I would say, like I said, to stick it out and see if, I hate to say, you can prove yourself to that person, but there's obviously an issue that's holding them back from, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Boy, isn't it fun to date if it's not the mother-in-law that you have to worry about? It's the sister-in-law. Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just better off being single, honestly.
Hey, we talked about that yesterday. You're right, Roy.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Hey, welcome to Do You Remember?
Okay, I'm excited.
It's America's newest and funnest game show. Our contestants, introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit something about yourself, Roy.
My name is Roy Brown. I'm a radio show host, and for some odd reason, I got accepted in a Harvard Business School online where I learned nothing.
I'm Loren, and I have not taken a day of class since my failed Italian course 2 years ago.
Crowd loves that. They think you guys are incredibly funny. All right, I am doing virtual teaching with my son, Dean. That includes science, math, reading, writing. And I want to see if you guys remember back to when you were 7 years old. Yell out your name if you know the answer. Roy versus Loren.
Okay.
Loser strips. Here we go. How long does it take the Earth to orbit the sun?
Yeah, I did. Sorry. Sorry.
What just happened?
She broke every rule. She didn't call her name out.
I'm so sorry.
You,
you
said 365 years.
No, I meant days.
And then you said the S word.
Okay, but again,
the crowd seems to love it.
I'm Roy, 365 days.
Thank you, Roy.
Aww. I'm right.
That is right. One for Roy.
Holy cow.
All right, question number two. What is the noun in this sentence?
Okay.
Doctors work hard. Yell out your name if you know the answer. What is the noun in the sentence?
Roy.
Doctors work hard. Yes, Roy?
Doctors.
2-0.
Watch out.
Watch out. Somebody's getting them a virtual teaching job in my house. Keep getting them right, bud. That's what this is really all about. To find out who I'm going to have sit with Dean for the next 5 days. All right, Loren, let's see if you know this, if you're good at math. Get pens.
Okay.
I got mine.
Amy gets paid $4 per hour to babysit. If she babysits from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m, how much money will she make?
What is it, 10 a.m?
Amy gets paid $4 per hour to babysit.
Roy.
If she babysits from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m, how much does she make, Roy?
$20.
That is correct. She's smashing you.
Harvard Business School.
I'm afraid to say anything now. I might accidentally slip up and say the S word.
Did you go to class, Loren, when you were 7?
Yeah. That was a long time ago, dude. He's younger.
All right, let's see how you do with science. The sun and objects that orbit around it make up what?
Loren. The solar system.
Hey, there you go.
I let her have that.
Feels like a trick question.
I got the big brain on Ren. All right, we'll do one more just for fun. We'll see how smart Roy is. In 1979, who became the first woman featured on the U.S. coin? Sacagawea, Susan B. Anthony, Martha Washington, or Betsy Ross?
Roy. Susan B. Anthony.
Wow, you're correct.
I thought that's what it was too, yeah.
You can't get a word in during the show, but when we play games, you're on it, bro. Yeah, you yell your name out. Why don't you start doing that in conversation?
Roy. If you guys are talking, doing a normal break, I'm like, Roy.
That'll help.
All right, Roy, congratulations. You are now Dean's virtual teacher.
Okay.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
I get that people's schedules are busy and maybe people just got in the car now that didn't hear what happened on the show earlier. You know, if you missed anything, you can always go to the MRL Show replay podcast on the Kiss 95.1 app or Kiss95.1.com. Or quite honestly, Roy, as the podcast captain, you know people can listen in a lot of spots to the show.
Wherever you feel most comfortable listening to podcasts, we're there for you.
In a hammock on the beach is where I would feel most comfortable.
Right?
But honestly.
Amen, sister.
Hey, this morning we did bring up that you found out through your partner that you have a new house rule.
I do. I have a rule to where if you're going to eat the last Oreo from the Oreo bag, you have to make an announcement. And so everyone knows there's no either that they have dibs on getting the Oreos or they at least know that there's none left. Now, we did a poll on our social media at the MRL show, and 58% of people says that you shouldn't have to announce that you're taking the last Oreo.
I agree. I mean, I kind of agree, unless you have a roommate. And then, you know, because sometimes you have some shared food and sometimes you have your food and their food. But when you're a couple, I feel like it's our food.
Well, and then I pulled the move where I was like, well, I'll just go get some Oreos. No, we don't need that trash in our house.
Replenish the bag.
Like, I was like, I kind of want some more.
So what would have been worse? You announcing or not announcing that you've eaten the last Oreo or just going to get a whole new bag?
Here's what I'm going to do in the future because I'm not going to announce whenever I get a last Oreo. I'm not doing that. I'm just going to look at the bag and I'm going to go, okay, the package is almost empty, so let me go ahead and buy a backup. And then I'll finish off the rest. And so I'll always have a continuous flow of Oreos. And
wait, are you going to hide the other bag?
No, I won't hide it.
You just replace it.
Yeah. So before it finishes, you're just going to have a new
one
ready
to go. I'll
take
a look. Like, if there's four left.
You have one in the chamber, as they say.
Yeah, if there's four left, I'll go by the store, get some, eat the last four, and then everybody's okay.
We got a ton of texts. In fact, someone texted and said the person who's complaining about whatever is eaten last should have a sense that the end is near. Well, and they should be aware that, hey, maybe I should get in before the last one gets eaten.
And that was my fiance's complaint, too. He's like, we've only had it for a week. And I'm like, that's my point. We had it for a week.
Only?
Only. I'm surprised it didn't last a couple days. What do you mean? He's like, I only opened it once and only took like three cookies. I'm like, I opened it up daily.
Well, get on it. Snooze, you lose.
Yeah.
Does anybody else do this? 980 texted in and said, Oreos are so amazing. Roy, try this. Drop five or six in a bowl and pour milk over them and eat them like cereal.
Oh, my gosh.
That's not a terrible idea.
This sounds delicious, doesn't it? 614 says, my husband and I polish off an entire Oreo pack in one sitting.
It's so good.
And I just do not like the other flavors.
No,
just
the
plain vanilla cream. You do like
it. Mm-hmm. I don't like it. But and mine has to be double stuffed.
No, it can't
be the regular.
That's too much.
Mm. No, because I think it's too little in the other one.
Hmm. I like the red velvet ones. They're my favorite.
I bet you probably, if we went to Loren's house too. No, I take that back. If we go to Nicole's house, she would have the thin Oreos.
Of course, the thin. Loren has something nasty like mint.
Yeah.
Mint Oreos in her pantry.
Hey, Nicole, do you have the thin ones? I bet you do because you feel like it's been, like lower carbs and cows.
I don't have any junk food because I'll eat it.
What?
I do the same thing. Dallas brings in bags of chips, and I'm like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
You know, I have pretty good self-discipline, I will say.
I have terrible.
Like over the weekend, we got like chips and salsa for the game day. And I had leftover yesterday, and I started eating it. And I just had, I had a half a bag of chips and half a thing of salsa. And I was like, I have to throw this away. I have to do it.
Can we just bring up the fact that Roy just said he has pretty good self-control?
I was just going to say, we got to go back.
Yet the entire conversation at 7:10 this morning was the fact that you had five. One at the bag, one on the way to the couch, and then three while you were sitting on the couch.
Multiple times.
Let me tell you my self-control. Because here's the rule I do. If I'm going to have five Oreos, then my meals are going to be healthy because it balances out.
It's like getting a Diet Coke at McDonald's.
Yeah, yeah. You know, if I'm going to eat some Oreos, then I'm going to have a wonderful, healthy, nutritionist wrap for dinner.
This person, 704, texts in and says, in our house, it's first come, first serve. No complaining. If there's no Oreos left, you weren't fast enough.
Love it. That's what I'm saying.
And the other thing we asked, too, was, like, what's your rule in the house? Because Roy's new rule is... Yep. Announce it, right?
Announce when something's going to be done.
Someone said, 864 said, no one's allowed on the bed in their dirty clothes. That's the rule in our house. Like, after work or school, don't sit on the bed in your dirty clothes.
That's not bad.
I didn't see that.
That's not a bad rule.
That's pretty strict.
Not really.
Are you saying because of COVID?
No. Just think about all the crap on your clothes. Like, if you sweat.
Yeah. Don't come in from the garage after you worked out and, like, sit on the bed or lay on the bed. Go get in the shower first.
That's strict to me. It seems a little strict. 704 says, close the toilet lid before you flush.
Oh.
No, I don't do that.
Me neither.
And you know what's so funny, why I love our audience, is because the next text right after says, house rule, always put the toilet seat down after you're done,
well,
guys.
The previous person said, put it down before you flush.
I know, that's because you get backsplash.
Right.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
All right, Loren, you know what's going on with them celebrities and richos. What's happening on
richos? Well, Rachel Ray, we told you a couple weeks ago that she had a house fire. And this is at her home where she was actually filming her TV show. So on her TV show, she touched and went back in and kind of showed some of the damage that was done.
Yeah, I watched that.
Yeah, but she also shared that, number one, the fire was started by an animal that had burrowed into the chimney. And that she was...
and then the animal started smoking, took up a cigarette habit.
I was about to say, how does the fire come from that?
Well, because the raccoon took up smoking.
No, you guys have to think, like, if an animal puts a nest or something, you know, they're probably bringing in, like, pieces of dry whatever, and it's in the top, like, in the chimney. When the fire starts, it's going to ignite that.
She did. She lit a fire, she said, and an ember caught onto the roof, and it was so dry it just lit the house up.
So somebody on an ATV was the one who told them that the house was actually on fire, and she said she knew instinctively what to do to get out.
What do you do?
She's
just
part of
the
Dennis
door.
Leary's Fireman Fighting Foundation. So the actor Dennis Leary has a foundation that donates money to firefighting families, and she said that she knew from like training and stuff with that foundation. She went back in to try and get as much stuff out.
I
watched it. And she said she heard the fire in the walls and stuff.
Yeah,
and
she
knew instinctively from the Dennis Leary Foundation that you got to get out.
Wow.
They lost everything. Mm-hmm. Literally everything. And then she said the good news is the pizza oven survived. And then she went back in like 7 days later and a giant beam crushed the pizza oven.
Aw. Guys, you know what that, like, this is terrible to say, but it made me think of. Remember when we were at Beach Mountain and Dallas started the fire in the chimney? And the entire house filled with smoke.
Was the flue shut?
Yeah. But that's all I could think about when I was reading through, like, the article and, like, seeing the damage and that kind of stuff. I was like, oh, my God, that could have been our Beach Mountain rental. Mm-hmm.
That would have been bad.
Yeah, it would have been really bad. Anyway, Dancing with the Stars premiered last night. And of course, all eyes were on
Carole Baskin.
Yep, you know it. She danced to Eye of the Tiger, and I have to say, it was so hard to watch.
I'm telling you, she's going to get voted off first.
Oh, you know it. And then her, the family of her missing ex-husband also took out a commercial, and they're running a commercial during Dancing with the Stars to make sure she gets voted off. but they also want information, obviously, on his disappearance. So there's a $100,000 reward that goes along with any information that would lead to what actually happened to him.
I have it. You want to hear it?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I'm Gail, one of Don Lewis's daughters. We are a real family. And to us, he was daddy.
I'm Linda, one of Don Lewis's daughters, and we miss our dad.
I'm Donna. I'm Don Lewis's oldest daughter. We need to know what happened to our father.
Don Lewis mysteriously disappeared in 1997. His family deserves answers. They deserve justice. Do you know who did this or if Carole Baskin was involved?
A $100,000 reward has been funded.
Do you think he named the daughter after himself?
Donna and Don, yeah, I would say.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
I like that they specifically brought up Carole Baskin's name.
Me too, because if you weren't sure, like if you, I mean, maybe you live under a rock. Like, I don't know that my mom could pick Carole Baskin out of a lineup.
Yeah.
You know, they definitely drew attention to it.
Carole, let's bring in our special guest judge, Joe Exotic from prison. Joe, what'd you think of her waltz? I gotta be honest, I hate her, but it wasn't terrible.
It was bad.
You did a good foxtrot.
It was really bad. The other thing that people were saying was terrible last night was Tyra Banks.
Oh. As the host.
Yeah, they did not like her at
all. Well, it's always tough when you replace a figure like Tom Bergeron.
I will say this. It was like the Tyra show. It was very much about her. Well. And she came out in like this big foo-foo gown and did her catwalk. And then she introduced the show. And it was like, it was just a little too much Tyra. I don't want to say too much Tyra.
Loves the show. I guarantee you if I asked her, she would have hated Tyra doing that last night.
Yeah, because it's not about Tyra. It's about the dancers and the celebrities. And I feel like, I don't know, it was her intro to the world. So it's just a hard place to be in to come after two people who have been there forever.
I do miss the Tyra Banks show.
Well, you could watch.
It was so good.
If you missed it, you can just watch Dancing with the Stars, buddy, because it was the Tyra show. Oh,
that and Montel Jordan.
No, Montel Williams. Yes.
Montel Williams.
And we're just going to wrap it up on that.
Well, speaking of daytime talk shows, Drew Barrymore has one now, too.
I know.
So. But anyway, if you want more information on Drew Barrymore, we didn't even know she had one.
Yeah.
On her daytime talk show, you can head to kiss951.com.
Nisha, Karen, Deanna, and Lucy Liu on yesterday, her friends from Charlie's Angels. Okay, we got to get out of here. Cameron is up next.